105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge
105. 9 years ago, Cambridge University student Claire Connon was forced to give up a promising rowing career through illness. Now, however, she has tipped to row for Britain in the 2016 Paralympics in Rio. I'm pleased to say that Claire is with me now. Hello.
Hi, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. So let's go back a few years. When did you first start rowing?
I started rowing in my first year at university. I was going around the society's fair and got told, "You're tall, come and row." And that was the start of my rowing.
And you were a student here in Cambridge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which college?
Robinson.
Okay. So that's the old girls one I'm trying to remember now.
No,
that's not.
It was the
later ones.
One.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Trying
to remember my knowledge of colleges. It was not very good at the best of times. So what kind of level did you reach?
I went to the university's development squad and was going to trial. But unfortunately, I came back at the start of my second year and was struck down suddenly with a mystery virus.
So this is when the illness, I should explain to people who don't know, you're sitting here in a wheelchair right now. And so what happened? You were, perfectly able-bodied at that time, and then all of a sudden the illness came along and...
Yeah, literally, I was walking down Mill Road. One minute I was fine, next minute felt like somebody pulled the plug on me. My energy had gone, and I just knew I had to get home and sleep. That's all I could focus on, was the fact that otherwise I was just going to pass out, so...
So it was as sudden as that?
Yeah, literally. I can know the moment it happened, which is quite strange.
Yeah, very, very, very much so. So what kind of effect had that had on your life?
It's changed it completely. Most people assumed it would be for the worse, but I think it's actually, I've got a better life now than I used to. I've got well-supported friends and family who are all really behind me now. It's been massive changes, lost the ability to walk, the ability to digest food. So I'm now fed through a line that goes straight into my veins, which is massive lifestyle change. But it's also been the best change we've ever made in my life, I think, really. It's made me so much better, much more stable health-wise.
It's quite interesting, really. I guess these are the mean questions to ask, is there any food that you... That you miss, but I guess it's not really something you would look back on.
To be honest, I'm still obsessed by food.
Right.
I see food and I do try and eat a little bit because it's important for various reasons to do with the digestive system that I try and eat a lot, but little bits, but it's not always very successful. But my theory was if I was going to eat anything, I was going to eat the foods that I really wanted to eat.
Was it a desire for you to continue the rowing all the way through, or did you presumably you had to take a break for a short while?
I took a break for a long time. I was out for 9 years nearly, I think. It was, and one day my mum said to me, "Oh, can I throw away your old rowing kit?" I was like, no, you can't. I just couldn't accept that I wouldn't go back to rowing. I didn't realise how much it had meant to me in such a short time that I'd started rowing.
That's quite interesting. So the kit was there for all of these 9 years. It was, I don't know, in the garage or wherever it was.
It was in the wardrobe back home at my parents' house.
What was the catalyst then for you saying, "I really want"? Yeah, I'm going to pick this up again. I'm going to do it.
Well, when they started, they stopped me eating orally and started feeding me various ways, and I slowly improved health wise. I got more energy. And one day I was walking with some friends, I was wheeling around with some friends and came across a guy on a rowing machine in the middle of Jesus Green, I think it was.
Right.
And so started chatting to him about, was there any power rowing in Cambridge? And he got back to me with, some people who might know the answer. Unfortunately, there isn't any power rowing in Cambridge. And I had to go out to Oundle, towards Peterborough, to train, that's where I was first started. And they very, very kindly let me borrow the boat and bring it back to Cambridge, which was very, very kind of them. But now they want their boat back, which is a slight problem.
So does it mean there's some fundraising, which is presumably involved in all of this?
Yes, we started on a website called makeachamp.com, where we've been raising money to try and buy me a new boat so that I can give the old boat back to Oundle. And then hopefully we're going to start a proper power rowing club in Cambridge as well. That we thought we'd like to try and fundraise for.
You think there'll be some other interest to draw in? I guess there's other people in wheelchairs,
friends.
Those who are interested in rowing, or those who aren't might want to take it up.
Yeah, there's I've got friends who want to try. I know of a lady who had a spinal cord injury who was a previous rower and was looking at getting back into it as well. But there's just no facilities for it at the moment, which is such a shame because there's so much opportunity and it's such a good spot for people who've got lower limb mobility problems because it's you can row upper body only.
I was going to say, it still probably builds the upper body strength quite nicely.
Yeah, although it is technically mainly leg support, they have managed to adapt boats so that we can row just using trunks and arms.
Oh, really? Okay. I know nothing about rowing at all. So this is what sort of things do they do to the boat to adjust it?
So the boats are a bit wider, so they're a bit more stable. And then rather than the category I row in, there's several categories for rowing, for power rowing. With the category I row in, they strap you down to your pelvis and you row just like from your hips upwards. And so you, rather than having to use your legs, it's just hips and arms.
Mm.
So it's a lot of hard work to cover the same distance.
I guess the boat is going to be slightly more expensive than a regular boat, of course.
Yes, and there's no second handles available because there's so few of them around already. And so they're pretty much built on demand. They're not really kind of off-the-shelf things you can pick up like other normal boats.
What things do you do, or what things are you planning in order to raise the money?
Well, the main thing we've done is start this Make a Fund campaign, which has actually got to, I think it's 92% of my money's been raised that we need so far. So
not much more to go then. How much more are you looking for?
£230 is to reach the £3,000 target, but okay. We'd ideally like to raise some more so that I can put money towards starting a power club as well to kind of repay Cantabs who've supported me at the moment to kindly let me their coaches in space. You know, to help them build and give them in return a bit of help.
So tell me about Rio then. How did what do you have to go through in order to qualify?
To go to Rio, I need to be selected for the GB team first, which means that as of, I think, October, I think trials will start again, and you go through a multiple set of trials doing different tests as you progress, and then they want to see, you know, obviously that you're fast enough and or potentially have the ability to be fast enough to be a successful candidate, you know. GB don't want some people who are going to come, you know, last.
So you don't want the Paralympic rowing equivalent of Eddie the Eagle, really.
Exactly, you know, we want to be out there winning.
That's... Are you up there with the times at the moment? What sort of speeds would you, or distances?
I'm getting there. I've got a way to go still, but I'm improving quickly. I'm British indoor champion at the moment, which is quite an achievement by all accounts. I've won quite a few events over the regatta season as well, so I'm definitely going in the right direction.
Yeah, when will you know? What hurdles do you have to go over?
Selection's the biggest problem. Yeah. First, really, is to get selected. So I've got to get my times faster. The faster I am, the better chance I've got, really. And so, and then you.
How many would we send in the rowing team?
There'd be four in the most able category. Then there'd be a mixed double, which would be the category I'm racing in, and then two singles for the most restricted category. So it's a very small team we send, really.
Yeah.
But that is because there's not much power rowing in the Paralympics, sadly.
It's surprising, really. That's that the and it does seem to be, you know, looking at the Winter Paralympics, which have just gone, there seems to be quite a wide variety of sports there. You think that, you know, rowing, particularly with the strength of the British team in the regular Olympics, that there would be more enthusiasm to get it going. I guess it's not just up to the British team, though.
Yeah,
is it?
No, it's not the enthusiasm. We've got candidates we'd love to send as well, but the rules are that you can only send these four, the two, and then the two singles, and that's all you can send. So. Okay. You can't send an A and B boat, sadly, which would be fantastic if they could, really. But
shame. Well, Claire, look, thank you very much for coming in to see us at Cambridge 105. Do pop back. I hope that you manage to get that qualification, and maybe you can then come back and we can speak to you. I don't know, as you head towards Rio. That'd be pretty good.
Fantastic, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you.